Hilchis Chobel Umazik, the laws of personally committed injuries and damages, chapter 8, the final chapter in these halachas. The chapter contains 15 halachas, and the subject matter deals with one who causes injury or damage to someone else, not by his direct action, but by informing on him, by giving information about him or his property to gangsters or to the government officials. And at the end of the chapter, we learn about damages that are caused during a chase while one person is pursuing another. Halacha Aleph, Hamoiser Mamin Chaveri Biyad Bidei Anos, one who gives over someone else's property into the possession of a gangster, Chayav L'shalim, he has to pay Min Hayofesha B'nechosa, from the best of his real estate property. This is considered a case of personally caused damage. Even though he didn't damage it, it's the gangster who took the property away, the imeis. And if the one who informed about the property and gave it to the gangster died, goyvin miyarshav, we can collect from his heirs. Kishar kol hamazikim, this is not a penalty that's personally put on him, it's a case like any other case of personally committed damage where he has to pay. Bein shehoya ho'anas goy, bein shehoya Yisrael. And it doesn't matter whether the gangster here was a goy or whether the gangster here was another Jew, where you might think that the gangster has to pay if we catch him. In this case, if we don't catch the gangster, the one who gave the property to the gangster has to pay. Even though the one who gave over the property did not actually take it with his hands, and he didn't physically give it over to the gangster, he only spoke about it to the gangster and told him where the property was and how to steal it. Nevertheless, he has to pay. Halacha beis, bamed dvarim amurim, when does this rule apply, that the one who gave the property to the gangster or told the gangster where to get the property has to pay? Kishehero hamoiser me'atzmoi, if the one who informed about the property, he himself showed the gangster where it was. Aval iman, he himself from his, of his own free will. Aval im ansuhu goyim, if however he was forced by non-Jews, or Yisroel anas, or by a Jewish gangster, laharois, he was forced to show it, vehera, and he showed where his fellow man's property was, hareze potem min atashlumim. In such a case, he does not have to pay. Vim nosa v'nosan bayad, however, in such a case, if he did take it and give it to the gangster physically, he with his hands, he took it and gave it to the gangster, afal pishehu onus, even though he's being forced to do so, chayav l'shalem, he has to pay, because the rule is, hamatzil atzmoy b'momin chaveri, someone who saves himself by someone else's property, chayav l'shalem, he is required to pay, halacha gimel, ketzat, for example, hareisha goza hamelech lahavi lo yayin oy teven, if the king decreed that this person, the king decreed that people should bring him wine or straw, the chayotzi bidvar ma'ilu, or some similar thing, the king said that this has to be given to him, the omad moiser, and an informer stood forth, the Yomar, and he said to the king, Hare yesh l'ploini oitze yayin oiteven b'mokin ploini. He said, this and this person has a storehouse of wine or of straw in this and this place. V'holchu, so the king's messengers went, v'lokchuha, and they took it away. Chayiv l'shalem, he has to pay, because the king didn't force him to tell him where it was. Onsei hamelech lemoiser zeh, ad sheyare loyoitzus yayin oiteven. If, however, the king captured him and tortured him or threatened him with torture and forced the informer to show him where the storehouses of wine and straw are, oy ad sheyare loyimomen chaveri shehu boireach milfonav, or if his fellow man was fleeing from the king, and the king forced the informer to show him where this person's property was, the heroloi mipnei ha'oines, and he showed it to the king because he was forced, hareze poter, in such a case he does not have to pay, sheyim loy yareloi, because if he doesn't inform him and he doesn't show the king where it is, yakehu oyemisehu, the king will either beat him or will put him to death. Therefore, he's permitted to show where the property is, and he does not have to pay. However, as we learned, he is not permitted to take the property and give it to the king. And if he did so, he will have to pay. Halacha Dalit, nosa momin chaveri biyodei v'nosnoi la'anas. If he took the fellow man's property by hand and he gave it physically to the gangster, chayav l'shalim mikol mochim. In every case, he has to pay. Afal pisha melech onse lahavi, even though the king forced him to bring it to him. Vamed varim amurim sheim onse lahavi behevi chayav. In what case does this rule apply? That if he was forced to bring it and he brought it, he will have to pay. Bishalei higia haz momin l'rishus ha'anas. If he brought it to the gangster before the money was available to the gangster, so then he is the one who made the money available by bringing it to him, and therefore he has to pay. Aval anas she'onas Yisrael ad sheherohu. However, if the gangster forced the Jew until the Jew showed him where the money was, and if he merely showed it and the gangster took it himself, we learned he would not have to pay. V'omad ha'anas al ha'momin, and then the gangster stood there beside the property, v'nasa b'rishusoy, it is now considered to be in his possession already, in the gangster's possession, because he's here and it's available to him. V'ona says Yisroel atshayilich eloi l'machem k'macher, and now he forced the Jew to carry it for him to some other place. V'afilu halichoy zeh ha'moise sheherohu, then even now if the informer who showed it to the gangster carries it for him, hareze potem milashalim, he does not have to pay. Shekivin she'omad anas b'tzato eitzer, because as soon as the gangster was standing next to the treasury, kvar ovet kol ma sheyesh boy, everything that was in there is considered lost already, uch'ilu nisraf, and it's as if it were already burned up by a fire. And therefore now, when the informer carries it for the gangster, he is not committing any further damage. Halocha hei, bali din, shehoysa beinehem meriva, if there were two litigants who had a dispute between themselves concerning some real estate or some movable property, this one claims it's my property and the other one claims no, it's my property, and one of them went ahead and gave the case over to a goy to judge, we place a curse upon him until he restores the property, the Yisalik Yad Ha'anas, until he restores the case to the way it was, the situation before he did so, and he removes this, the goy, the gangster here, Vibeinehem, from them. That is, he hired a gangster to retain his property for him. He has to remove the gangster from this case, the Yasu Din B'Yisroel, and then they come before the Jewish court and they present their case. Halacha Bov, mi shenitfas al chaveiroi, someone who was summoned or arrested because of some debt that they claim his fellow man owes, v'lokhu goyim momen mimenu biglal chaveiroi, and the goyim took money from him because of a debt that they claim his fellow Jew owes, ein chaveri chayev l'shalim, his fellow man is not required to reimburse him for this. Ein lecha mishen nitfas al chaveroi v'yiye chaveri chayev l'shalim, because the rule is that in no case do we say that if someone was summoned or arrested because of a debt that his fellow man owed, and they took the money from him instead, in no case does his fellow man have to reimburse him. except chutz min hanitpas mipnei hamas hakotzuv al kol ish v'ish b'chol shana, unless they collected from him because of a uniform tax that's placed on each and every person every year, and his fellow man failed to pay that uniform tax and they collected it from him, then he's entitled to be reimbursed. Oy hanitpas al hachurish enoisim kol ish v'ish lemelech b'ovrei aleihem uoy chaloisam. Or if there was a law that when the king passes through a town, or when the king's army passes through a town, all the citizens have to bring certain gifts, or they have to pay something towards quartering the army, and in such a case his fellow Jew failed to pay it and so they collected it from him, in such a case hareza chayev l'shalim loy, he has to reimburse him. V'hu sheyikhu mimenu b'feirish b'glal ploini b'fnei eden, but he is entitled to be reimbursed only if they explicitly said that before witnesses that they are collecting it from him in lieu of this and this particular person who did not pay. Halacha Zayin, mi sheyeshal of edim shemosa momin chaveroi, if there are witnesses against someone who testified that he informed about his fellow man's property, kigoin shehera meyatzmai, for example, they testify that he himself of his own free will informed where the property was, or shenanas, or he was forced to do so, v'nosa v'nosan, and he physically took it and gave it to the ones who were forcing him, where in these cases we learned at the beginning of the chapter that he has to pay, v'lo yodu ha'edim kamo hefsidoi v'misirosoi, and the witnesses, however, do not know exactly how much property was lost because of his information. V'hanimsa oimer, the one against whom he informed, claims, kach v'kach hefsidani, you caused me a loss of so much and so much, v'hamoiser koifer v'mashe to'anoi, and the informer denies the amount that was claimed against him, he says it was less, in tofas hanimsar ein moitziyim miyodoi, in such a case, if the victim of the informant grabbed money to cover it from the informant, ein mitziyim miyodei, we do not take it back from him, elo nishba b'nekitas chepetz, he swears while holding a sefer Torah or tefillin, as we learned in the last chapter, v'zeiche b'mashe tofas, and he can keep what he grabbed, v'yim boi tofas, if however he did not himself go and collect the money and take it, ein mitziyim min hamoiser, in such a case the court cannot take money from the informer, ela b'raya bruta, only if there is clear proof as to how much was lost. Only then will Bezdin collect from him. Halacha ches, ein mashbiyin es hamoyse shehera miyatzmoy, loy shvua chamura, veloy shvuas heses. A case of an informer who of his own free will showed and informed where his neighbor's property was, we do not have him swear, loy shvua chamura, neither a strict oath that is placed upon him by Torah law. For instance, if he denies and he says it was not so much but it was less, he has partially confessed and partially denied the claim. By Torah law he would have to swear and then he could get away with the amount he is denying, veloy shvuas heses, nor in a case where he denies the entire amount, by rabbinical decree he could swear and he would not have to pay. However, in this case where he of his own free will informed about his neighbor's property, he cannot get away by swearing, neither of these oaths, mipnei shehu rasha, because since he has of his own free will informed about his neighbor's property, he is considered a rasha, a wicked person, and he is disqualified from taking oaths. The ein lecha posel yoseh mizeh, there is no greater disqualification of a person to swear than a person who is such a wicked one that he informs about his neighbor's property to goyim or gangsters. Aval hamoiseh sha'anzu laharois oy lahavi, However, in the case of the informer, where they forced him to show where the property was, or to bring it, v'nosa v'nosan b'yad, and he took it and brought it physically by his hand, afa pishahu chayv l'shalid, even though we learned at the beginning of the chapter that he has to pay, eina irosha, since he was forced, he is not considered irosha, a wicked person, ela ben tashlumim hu bilvad, it's only a simple case of someone who is required to pay, u'mashbiyin oisoy, and therefore we can permit him to swear kishar hakshayrim, like any other person who is qualified, who is an honest person and qualified to swear. Halacha tes, osur limser ha'odam biyad goy, bein begufoy, bein b'mamoynoy. It is forbidden to inform about a fellow Jew, it is forbidden to inform about him to the goyim and cause the goyim to arrest him, regardless of whether they want to arrest him physically or whether they want to take his money. It's forbidden to give information. Va'afilu haya rasha, and even if the victim was a rasha, ubala vedis, and one who commits many sins, va'afilu haya meitzer loy, umetzaroy, and even if this victim was a troublemaker and he continually made him suffer and caused him trouble, it's nevertheless in no case is it permitted to inform about him to the goyim. V'chol ha-moisrei b'yad goy, and anyone who gives him over by information, gives him over to the goyim, bein begufay, bein b'mamoyne, either physically, the person, or he gives over his property, ein lechelik loylam haba, this informant has lost his share in the future world. Halacha yud, muter larik ha-moisa b'chol mokim. Not only is it forbidden for to inform, and not only will the informer have to pay for any damage that results, but it's permitted to put him to death. B'chol mokim, in all places, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, where the death penalty is not inflicted, va'afilu b'zman hazeh, and even today, she'ein donim dinei nefoshes, there is no Sanhedrin and no Beis HaMikdash, and we do not judge capital cases and we do not inflict capital punishment. Nevertheless, in such a case, it's permitted to put him to death. And furthermore, mutar laharge koidim sheyimser, it's not necessary that he is already informed and he's convicted and we put him to death. It's permitted to put him to death, to kill him, even before he has informed. Ela kisha amar, as soon as he said, hareini moise ployni begufay oibimamoynei, I am going to inform about such and such person, either about him himself or about his property, va'afilu mamin kal, and even if it's an insignificant amount of money we're dealing with, hiter atzmai lemisa, he himself, it's as if he himself had permitted himself to be killed. It's permitted to kill him. Umasrin loy, before he we do anything, before he informs, we warn him. Be'omrim loy, and we say to him, Al timser, do not give this information. Im heyis ponav, if however he remains steadfast and arrogant for Omar, and he said, Loiki, no, I will not listen to you, Ella M. Serenu, I will in fact inform, mitzvah lahargai, it is a mitzvah to kill him, v'chol akoidim lahargai zocha, and anyone who is first to kill him has a merited reward. Halachi yudalev, also hamoyser asher zomam, umosar, if they failed to kill the potential informer, and he did as he had threatened, umosar, and he did in fact inform, yeyroeli she'osur lahargai. The Rambam says, it appears to me that in such a case, since now he is not a potential threat, the reason that you can kill him is because of the potential threat here. Now there's no longer a threat, he's already done it. He is like any case where someone who has committed a capital crime, we cannot kill him today. Also, Laharge, it's forbidden to kill him. Elin pain hurzak limsar, unless it's established that he's constantly informing. Hareze ye'onesh, then in such a case, we consider him a potential threat, and he is to be punished by being put to death. Shema yimsar acherim, because we are afraid that he will inform upon others also, though he has not actually threatened to do so. Umaisen becholzman biori hamayriv, and in Western countries, in Western Europe, it is a daily custom. It happens all the time, lanish hamoisrim, that the courts there do in fact punish informers, Shehuz Zekulim Ser Mamin Bnei Adam, there where it's established that they are constantly informing about people's money, Velim Ser Hamoisrim Beyad Hagoyim, or instead of punishing them, we inform about the informers and we have them arrested by the goyim, la'onsham, so the goyim will punish them, or la'hakrisam, and they will beat them, or la'osram, and they will put them in jail, kfirisham, as is merited by the wicked deeds that they do. V'chein kol ha'meitzer le'tzibur u'metzarem, and so also a case where someone causes suffering to the public, umetzaram, and he troubles them, muta lemasri biyad goyim. If he is a public nuisance, it's permitted to give him over to the goyim, lahakoisai, to beat him, or laosroi, or to arrest him, or lakonsai, or to fine him. Abu mipnei tzar yochid, osu laosroi. However, if he's causing suffering, not to the public, but to an individual, it's forbidden to have him arrested. And it's forbidden to cause him to be fined and to lose money. To cause the informant to lose money. Even though it's permitted to the Beis Din to put some punishment upon him, but it's forbidden to give him over to the goyim. Because when the Jewish court will inflict a punishment on him, they will not confiscate all his property. When he dies, his property will be given to his heirs. Whereas if the courts of the goyim will punish him, they will confiscate his property. Halacha Yud Beis, roidev, shehoya roidev acha chaveri laharagoy, if someone was pursuing his fellow man with the intention of killing him, oiledvar aveira, or with the intention of committing some sexual act with him, v'shavar es hakelim, he is intending to kill him or rape him, and while pursuing him, he was unable to watch where he's going, and he broke some utensils, bein shal nirdof, bein shal kol adam, he broke either the utensils belonging to his victim who was fleeing from him, or he broke someone else's utensils, potter min hatashlumim. In any case, he is not required to pay for what he broke, because this is a capital case, since he is subject to being killed, as we have learned a number of times, where he's subject to being killed, he does not pay for damage that he committed. Because as soon as he pursues someone, he has brought about a cause of his own death, and therefore he does not have to pay for his damages. Halacha Yud Gimel, Nirdof Sheshavar Kelim Shel Roideh, if the fleeing victim broke utensils that belong to his pursuing attacker, Potter, he does not have to pay. Lo yeh mamonei chaviv migufay, because the property of the attacker is not more important than his physical body, since his physical body can be killed, and therefore his property can be broken. V'yipshavar kelim acherim chayav. If, however, while he was fleeing, he broke someone else's utensils, chayev, he has to reimburse them. Shahamatzel atzmei b'mamin chaveri chayev, because one who saves his own life by using someone else's property has to reimburse him. Halacha Yud Dalet, misha rodaf acha haroidev lohoshia hanirdaf, if one was pursuing the pursuer in order to save the fleeing victim, v'shavar es hakelim, and the pursuer of the pursuer, the intended rescuer, broke utensils, bein shal roidei, bein shal kol adam, either the utensils of the pursuer or the utensils of some other person, potter, he does not have to pay. V'lo min hadin, this is not a strict interpretation of the law. By law, he would have to pay. Doing a mitzvah and using someone else's property for it, he has to, of course, reimburse. Elo takonahi, however, this is a decree that was made by the courts, shalayimona mila hatzil oyismamei, so that a person will not be prevented from rescuing victims, oyismameya, or they'll stop and wait and consider v'ya'ayin v'yeis sheyirdoif. If we'll say that we'll stay by the letter of the law and require him to pay, then anyone who has chance to rescue a victim will either not do so, or he will delay in doing so, and he'll go slowly and cautiously and watch where he's going while he's pursuing the attacker, and therefore he will be less successful in doing so. Halacha tezvav, sfina shechishvol hishover, a ship that was threatened to be shipwrecked, mikoivet hamasui, because it was overloaded in its cargo, ve'omad echad mehem, and one of the people on the ship went forth, v'hekel mimasah, and he lightened the load, v'hishlich payom, he threw some of it into the sea, potter, he does not have to pay, does not have to reimburse the owners, sha'amasa shabo, because the load that was overloaded in the ship, kemoiroi defachareyim, is considered like an attacker who is pursuing the people on the ship, lahargam, with the intention of killing them. Umitzvah rabba osa shehishlich v'hoshiyah. And therefore, not only is the one who threw the load into the sea not obligated to reimburse their owners, but in fact, he has done a great mitzvah that he threw this into the sea and he saved people's lives. Sliku lehu hilchis choyvel umazik b'shayata dishmaya. We now take leave of the laws of choyvel umazik, the laws of personally committed injuries and damages, b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven.